Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. An artist that I recently premiered is in studio now, and this is so awesome. Six members of a up-and-coming rad Northwest band called Day Soul Exquisite. Sanguine and Cardamom is coming out on the 19th of January via a record label called La Femme. So welcome to the studio, Day Soul Exquisite, y'all. What's going on?
Hey. Hey.
Hello. Let's go around the room. Tell me what your name is and what you do in Day Soul Exquisite, if you don't mind.
Hey, I'm Thomas, and I do mostly percussion.
Hi. I'm Ziamara. I play alto and tenor sax.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Lily Tahar. I play keys and a little bit of bass.
Hi, I'm Francesca Iluhu. I sing lead vocals and play guitar.
Hi, I'm Zora Iliana Sabalisa. I play bass, guitar, and do a little bit of vocals.
And I'm Josh Pearson, and I play the drums.
All right, so six-member band. It's been a while. A lot of times I'll have, you know, four, five, up to five. But six members, this is awesome. We squeezed all in here. I have to know, how did y'all meet? And how long? Let's get the origin story of the band, if you don't mind, if like kind of like in Marvel terms, you know, the origin story. How did Day Soul Exquisite come together?
Yeah, we came together in 2021.
Awesome.
And I started off by putting up posters around the Central District, being like, I'm looking for QT BIPOC artists who want to be part of a really rad band. Here are my list of influences, long list of artists, and slowly grew my music community from there. I met certain band members, and yeah, we just grew our family from there.
Had you been a solo artist before then, or?
Yes, I was recording and I learned production throughout the pandemic.
Cool.
And then I decided to start a record label, but I knew I wanted like a fuller sound. So
okay, so is this your label?
Yes.
La Femme? That's awesome.
La Femme Records.
That's
is
cool.
My label, yeah.
All right. That's awesome. Congratulations for making it happen. This is, I'm assuming, not your first record that you put out, or is it? Is this your first album?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. That's awesome.
I'm really, really proud of it and the work that the band's done. Yeah.
You should be. So on that poster that you made, what were some of the artists that you kind of were saying that you were influenced by?
Just name them all.
Just say all of them.
I said I'm looking for the Hiatus Coyote to my Nye Palm, Sid to my Internet.
Okay.
But also there was like Jimi Hendrix, Tina Turner, Stevie Wonder,
I wish we had a copy of this flyer.
Nice.
Because it's just to the fine print, to the nitty gritty, just bands, yeah. Erykah Badu.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay. Amazing.
All right. In no particular order. But, yeah, and then, Josh has a picture.
He picked it up. Nice, he's got it.
Josh was the first one to find the flyer who got in touch with
awesome.
Me. And then from there, I like went to a friend's release party, and I met Thomas. I met Zora through mutual friend and Lily through a mutual friend, and I met Zia also at a jam session. So like,
that's killer.
Yeah, it's just been really old fashioned and really great.
I like that. That's like the old school Guitar Center, you know, ad on the thing. It's like, I'm looking for someone to play some riffs with.
Exactly.
And everyone comes together. You create, you put, if you make the flyer, and did you literally put it up on like posts in the Central District?
Yeah, I quickly learned who was down for the music community.
That's so sick.
But a lot of people let me put the poster up. Like, they were really welcoming. So
is that your neighborhood, the Central District?
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Right on. Mm-hmm. So tell me the first time y'all met up and actually like played together. What was the vibe like? Was it pretty awesome?
Oh yeah, it was great. There were like a few iterations of playing in different garages.
Okay.
But I remember like there was a lot of people really eager to be like, let's call it. This is the band, because everyone was so excited.
Yeah.
Us finally jamming together. Zia likes to joke that we hoodwinked her into joining the band, because we were like, yeah, just come down and jam with us.
Were you ever thinking about expanding it to like 7 or 8 or maybe 9 or 10?
No. Once we hit 6, we were like, this is it.
Good?
Yeah,
all right,
we
cool.
Even got Lily to move back to Seattle. So
where were you living?
I was in San Diego.
Wow.
You know? Well, it kind of... So I met Francesca... when I had been living in Seattle for 8 or 9 years, mm-hmm. and I decided that it was time to give something else a shot.
Sure.
And right at that time, I met Francesca, who, like, has, you know, changed my life, and it's just funny how that timing works out. So I moved away after playing with this awesome band, but we kept in touch, and, I just kept getting drawn back to Seattle because of this band, honestly. Let's see. What's a fun story I can tell? The garage one.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So I had moved to San Diego, and I had I'm going to try to keep this brief.
No worries.
Escaping me.
It's story time.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I came back to Seattle just on a whim, and I called Thomas and I was like, hey, do y'all still rehearse Thursdays? And they're like, yeah, why? I'm like, same place? And they're like, yeah, why? I'm like, no reason. And I show up at rehearsal, and they play a song that I remember like having written like one of the chord progressions with them too, and I recognized the chord progression, but it had blossomed into this whole totally a song, you know? And I was like just jamming with them, and as soon as they stopped playing, I just started shouting like, yeah, yeah, woo!
Like banging on the garage door, which was closed, by the way. We had no idea. Yeah. It was on the other side.
They probably just thought some rowdy neighbor had gotten
that had happened before.
Yes, rowdy neighbors.
Yeah.
That must have been so cool to leave for a while and come back and see this thing that you had kind of planted the seeds for had started to blossom, and then you were able to come back and kind of also help foster it to go to the next level. That's beautiful.
Well, total kismet. They had studio time booked, and we were ready to record the first two singles.
Yeah, about to record our first two singles, and we had a friend who was going to sit in on keys, and then Lily just showed up out of nowhere like a few days before that session. And we're like, do you want to record these songs that you wrote with us?
Yes, I do.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. So just being in the room with y'all. 2 years, it seems like y'all have known each other for a long time. Very comfortable with each other. I can tell y'all have a really good vibe. So it's like really cool that everyone came together these different places and then met up and kind of created Voltron to create this like powerful force that is. And I will mention, if you're just tuning in now, it is the group called Day Soul Exquisite, and they are releasing an album that I have in my hand. It is a CD. You can get the physical version of this record coming out January 19th. And I kind of bury the lead here. January 20th is the record release show Artist Home and Den Tapes presents Clockout Lounge. We got Day Soul Exquisite with Breaks and Swells and one of my favorite Northwest bands, La Fonda. Mm-hmm. So again, that show is going to be Clockout Lounge. One of my favorite things about this venue, you can actually park near it. There's actual really good parking in Seattle.
Yes.
Love this venue. So again, you could pick up the CD then. You could also listen to, you know, some of the songs coming out. The song will be, you know, featured here in just a few moments, but I wanted to get a little bit more in depth with y'all about maybe just some thoughts about how being from Seattle has shaped you. And as far as musicians and stuff, first off, who's from Seattle? Is everyone from?
No.
From Tacoma.
Okay, Tacoma. How has...
What's up, Kirkland? At least,
everyone's been here for a little while, at least.
Seattle, yes. Baby.
How has being in the Northwest and being a part of the Northwest music scene kind of shaped the sound of Day Soul Exquisite? You know, and that's not a hard question on the spot at all, is it, you know?
For me, being with this band and really being a part of the sort of greater Seattle music sort of community has really allowed me to experiment in a way that I never really planned to.
Sure.
I've studied music, and briefly I was in college for music, yeah. And I compose and all these other things. So everything's very by the book, theory-based, yeah. And very structured. Even if it's not structured, it's still structured. And so joining this band has been a good challenge for me in the sense that it's very experimental.
Yeah.
In a way that's very, like, engaging. And it's really forced me to think outside of how I was taught and how I was sort of conditioned to think about music, as well as just like being a part of like different jam sessions or different musicians that I've played with have really allowed me to sort of question my own sort of way of thinking in a way that I believe has been making me a much better musician and has definitely brought a level of passion that I lost prior to sort of being a part of this group.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thanks. That's beautiful. Anyone else want to join? You know, and mention?
I've only been able to participate in the way I can with this band because of experiences I've had growing up in this area with music and with different groups and being invited into different groups or starting different groups, finding myself at some DIY space along the I-5 corridor somewhere, you know, and just growing from those experiences. So I was really excited when I finally met these people that I felt ready to really participate. And it was only because of my upbringing in the area.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah, I think you can definitely hear the varied influences, like whether that's metal, punk, jazz, like Zia was saying, we definitely love to experiment and not let just one genre close us in, but experiment with whatever sounds that inspire us.
That's so awesome.
I want to connect to the point that Josh made just about, like, DIY stuff. Like, moving to Seattle 10 years ago, you know, I wasn't of age to drink yet. But playing with this band, we've played a lot of all-ages shows, a lot of DIY shows. And just seeing how that... Because when I was 18, you know, it was pretty hard to play music in this city.
Yeah.
Like, the liquor laws are really strict. So being able to be a part of a music community that is flourishing in all-ages spaces.
Oh, there's a thriving all-ages space right now. That you see, you know, and at times I feel a little too old to be in that room, and I actually think that's amazing, you know? I'm like, you know what? I love that this is continuing on, and if I show up, they'll be like, what's the old grandpa doing here, you know? Like that beautiful freak show on Friday, you know? I saw videos of that. It just looked like everyone was having a blast, you know? Everyone's showing up, and, you know, it's not always welcoming to all ages, you know, and especially down in Tacoma with the real art, you know, and some really cool venues, so... Definitely agree with that, with the all ages and the DIY. And y'all are out there doing it, and let's play one of the songs. We're going to play the song Disentangle. So this was the first single from this new record. And again, just to do a little reset, we are talking with Desol Exquisite. Sanguine and Cardamom is the record that we're going to be featuring here, a song from that, the first single from it, and it's actually track one from the album. You can see this live, played on January 20th at the Clockout Lounge. Artist Home and Den Tapes presents the record release show for Desol Exquisite with Breaks and Swells and La Fonda. Tell me a little bit about Disentangle.
Yeah, Disentangle, I feel like it's a beautiful song that's a lot about kind of resistance, but also just self-actualization despite adversity. It's about like self-love and knowing that, you know, despite what others might be feeling, you can still express that joy and live in your truth.
I love that. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's jump into it. It's Disentangle here by Desol Exquisite. It's 99.9 KISW, loud and local. We'll be back with more from Desol Exquisite.
more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Day Soul Exquisite here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Sanguine and Cardamom is the name of the record that you just heard a song from, and that was song number one, Disentangle. Played it a few times here on Loud and Local and had the band in studio now because we had to support this record release show. Artist Home and Den Tapes, Clock Out Lounge with Breaks and Swells and La Fonda in 2024. How's that sound? 2024, huh?
Big year.
The future.
Big year in Seattle music.
So now that the record's going to be out, and you know, what are some goals for 2024? Put you on the spot.
Yeah. Ooh. We're really excited to tour.
Okay. Awesome.
We'll be touring in April along the Pacific Northwest, and we're so excited to spread our music and audience just outside of Seattle as well. We've gotten such a warm welcome here, so excited to hit the coast.
Yeah, we're going to be in Bellingham, Tacoma, Portland, and Eugene that we know of. And
awesome.
We also are going to play out in Bainbridge Island, so yeah, we're just really excited to get outside of Seattle and meet more people and find more awesome bands that we can connect with and awesome audiences.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Do you know if y'all are going to be touring with a band or just y'all?
Just us.
Just you guys? Okay, cool. And then you'll meet bands along the way, right?
Yeah, that's the best part.
Hell yeah. So, you know, the kind of the question that I like to ask, I ask, because this is a Northwest show, a Seattle-based, you know, local music show, favorite Northwest artists of all time. It could be Hart, Jimi Hendrix, Black Tones, Black Ends, you know, any artist, you know, current, old school, it's all good. Just let's start with you, man.
All right. There's too many to count.
All right.
I gotta cite two really quick, and then sure. I gotta also just say, Hart, when I heard Barracuda,
oh yeah,
song, that changed my life.
Nice.
But as far as two artists in town that I can't get enough of, I I've been very much shaped by Yerim Sek, the MC, and also the group The Physics.
Okay.
That is one of the most iconic hip-hop groups to come out
the
of
the Physics.
Area.
And what was the first one?
Yerim Sek. He's
I've never heard of him.
Out and
cool.
Doing his thing. He's a very iconic MC.
Okay.
Yeah, Yerim is amazing. Part of like Wanawari, which is a black-owned art gallery in Seattle, Central District. Holding it down for community. Really inspiring person.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. We'll continue on. Favorite Northwest artists?
It's hard to say in the moment, but I feel like if we're talking about all time, I think
we
Jimmy is like definitely probably the highest for me. Like
Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
We absolutely. Were just hanging like a photo of him in my house today.
That's so awesome. There we go.
I think I gotta go with Jim.
Nice. And continue on.
I'm also gonna second Jimi Hendrix.
All right, all right. Nice.
Yeah.
Right on. And
whoa, I'm on the spot now.
We gave you some time. There were three people before you.
That's true. I don't know. I think someone in the band has to say it, so I'm gonna say like Nirvana really influenced me a lot growing up, and like really connect with that music.
Yeah. I mean, game changer, right?
Yeah, so. For real. I mean, like, yeah, definitely look up to Kurt. You know. Yeah,
just in peace. I think I'm gonna go with a little bit more obscure answer.
Sure.
A band that I was really into that really kind of inspired me a lot these past few years is this band out of Seattle called The Dip.
I've heard of them, but I have not heard of them.
Hard.
Yeah.
I have like a soft spot for kind of like retro pop kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then I do want to kind of like. A local band, a sort of like smaller band that I've really enjoyed was has been Veretta Saints, and we've gotten to play with them a few times.
Awesome.
And first time I saw them, I was like, you guys are great.
Veretta Saints.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So, The Dip is great. Levi Bang is like a good old friend of mine.
That's cool.
Yeah,
nice.
Shout out Levi. Yeah, Levi's got great music too. Yeah, so yeah.
Shout out to The Dip.
Yeah.
All right. Right on. Last but not least.
Rub. Black End, Medellin, Nana Rosa, Racist Wells,
nice.
And
Violin.
Love all those bands. I mean, that's like part of. There's just so many great bands here, and that's like
Child the Nomad.
Child the Nomad. But when you asked the question, the band that popped into my head is a band called The Need. They were like a queercore band from Olympia from the 90s.
Nice,
like a. Drums and guitar duo that, oh my god, I would see them at the Redmond Old Firehouse.
Oh yeah.
They would blow the stage away.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My girlfriend used to volunteer at the Redmond Old Firehouse back in high school, so yeah. That's shout out awesome to Kate spot. Becker, who used
Kate
to run
Becker!
The, yeah, what a legend.
Kate Becker.
All right, so first thing music-wise that ever inspired you to maybe not even pick up an instrument, just opened up your mind. And since we ended with you, let's start with you.
Woo!
First heard, maybe as a kid or as a teenager or anything, that just opened your mind to the possibility of music.
I will jump in and say, I guess it wasn't the first musical moment, but I started taking drum lessons and my drum teacher was like, hey, there's this artist that you should probably go see. His name is Herbie Hancock.
Yes.
And he's together with this group called the Headhunters, and they play that album. And I forget where it was. It was here in Seattle, and I sat there in one of the front rows with my mom and was just like,
whoa!
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Keys, bass, guitar, multiple percussion, multiple.
Yeah. Like, everything.
Everything.
All at
especially
once.
Especially the percussion and the groove and the drums. Like, that really lit me up.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
That stuck with me.
Nice. All right.
Go!
Oh, this is tough. This is tough. I would probably say... it was a while. I had been playing instruments for a while, but I think what really sort of ignited a spark, like, that really got me burning was a piece that I heard my teenage years by a composer named Samuel Hazo.
Okay.
Called Arabesque, and I fell in love. I was obsessed, hyperfixated for years. I would sit, read the score while having it play, study just like the whole thing. It was honestly, it would just lit a fire under me, and I just like kind of took it and ran with it.
So that's so cool. Yeah. At what age did you start playing music?
I've been in music since maybe 4 or 5. I was a part of this music organization. I grew up in sort of Atlanta area.
Yeah.
Prior to me transitioning and everything, I was a part of what was known, was called the Atlanta Boy Choir.
Yeah.
And we would travel like up the East Coast, like to DC and things like that, and do that. And I've been in music my entire life.
That's so cool. 4 years old. Oh my God. That's amazing. That's adorable.
This is how I know I don't ask enough questions, is because I learn something.
Right?
You're like, what? Every time we do this. Awesome. Like, what?
I'm with a legend here. All right. Continuing on. What opened your mind to music?
I'm like a youngest sibling, and both and all my older siblings play music.
Cool.
So as young as I can remember, my two older brothers had a punk band together.
Awesome.
And so they were like, you know, they would just be in the garage just making the loudest, like, awful noises, and like their friend would just be on the mic yelling and sweating. And I was like 3, and I was like, I wanna do that. Yeah. And so I would grab the mic any chance I got to yell into it. Yeah.
Raging. Hey, and that you got so much fury as a little kid, you know? Yeah. Just screaming.
Yeah, yelling about the, yeah, whatever. The lawnmower's too loud.
Yeah. That's so awesome.
I would sing things like, oh, I saw a big star. Yeah. Hey.
Sounds like we got some new Day Soul Exquisite lyrics.
Yeah, we should go in the studio right now.
Let's go.
Wait till the second record.
Right, there we go.
Got a big star's going to number one.
Yep.
The Atlanta Boys Choir.
No, we're not doing that.
No.
Oh my God.
All right, and
yes.
How about you?
I can definitely relate to being the youngest child in the family, and having siblings influence you, you know?
Yeah.
You get exposed to really good music early on. So yes, shout out to my sisters, Sylvia and Megan.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of my earliest memories of music is Whitney Houston.
Awesome.
Want to Dance with Somebody. I was dancing to that as like a 4 or 5 year old. I remember stealing my dad's Ray Charles CD out of his car. But also, like, as a lower schooler, bragging about listening to MF Doom and feeling like everyone was so disconnected.
I'm so cool. I'm on such a higher level than y'all.
Yes, rap snitches. That was my jam. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right. And how about you?
I think I've got to say, definitely similar to Lily, like my family. My ma is a singer.
Awesome.
And kind of always has been. So I grew up hearing them sing a lot. And then my mom's ex-husband was actually in a Christian metal band called Steel Cross.
No way.
Yeah,
so. I think I heard about that band.
Steel
Cross.
Shout out to the Northeast Tacoma United Methodist Church.
They need it.
We've gone off the rails.
Keep it rolling.
But then, so like growing up in that house, like we had a lot of instruments. There was a drum set, there was a piano, there was a guitar, like around. And being super young and just like making noise on all of those things and all that. And then I didn't actually really start like learning music very much until high school.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was like I had appreciated it. I think the album that I was listening to obsessively in that time was Ego Death, you know, by the internet.
Yeah.
And then so like picking up bass and like listening to those bass lines and like trying to figure out how to play all of those. It was like, yeah, those were some of the things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
And last but not least.
Well, I grew up with lots of music in my family. My parents would sing all the time around the house.
Okay.
And my mom actually still has her old group from when I was a kid.
Wow.
Modern Angels. They're a great sort of recording vocal group.
Wow.
They're really cool. But
so much music in this room, well, man. I feel like so, you know, just like, I don't know any how to play any instruments.
But I'm not a musician. I got to bring it back to radio.
Okay. All right.
Growing up, I would listen to the radio every night going to sleep.
Yeah.
And back in the day, so, you know, 98.9 still exists, but it used to be KWJZ.
Yep.
And back when I was a kid, they
smooth
would play
jazz.
Smooth jazz. And,
yeah.
And they'd have the City Lights program.
Okay.
And I would listen to just endless mixes of Sade and Nina Baker and Corinne Bailey Ray and like tons of R&B. So that was a huge influence early on, as well as everything going on in my family.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. The smooth jazz.
Critical station.
Nice, dude.
You got to say it again, Josh.
Smooth jazz.
Hey, you could be the voice on The Rock. Yeah, there we go.
You got a voice.
Bring me in.
We got a voice, right? So again, the show is coming up on the 20th at the Clockout Lounge, Artist Home and Den Tapes. It's going to be with Breaks and Swells and La Fonda. And the Clockout Lounge, great venue down in Beacon Hill. And the record's called Sanguine and Cardamom. And we just played one of the songs from it. Is there anything you want to say? You know, any shout outs or thank yous before, you know, we close things down for the night?
Yeah, definitely want to say you can pre-order the whole EP if you'd like on Bandcamp,
awesome.
Sanguine and Cardamom. Want to shout out Artist Homes and Den Tapes. Mm-hmm. They're presenting our release show at Clockout Lounge, and Den Tapes is also supporting our cassette release.
Nice.
So I'm really excited to be partnering with them.
Also want to give lots of love to the other folks that worked on our album.
Mysterious Red X
down in Soto, where we recorded everything with Sam.
We love you, Sam.
Sam
Wessner.
Yeah. You got to differentiate because there's like 8 producer, audio engineer Sams in this.
Nice. there's like 20 Kevins on the radio.
Totally.
Yeah.
Also, Dave Chapitis, who helped mix, and Rachel Field over at Resonant Mastering, who mastered for us.
Yeah.
Awesome team.
If you're Sam and you make music, shout out.
I feel like we gotta also shout out all our loving like band community.
Yes.
Like
Ooh,
shout out to my mama.
Nandi.
Yeah.
Shout out to my girlfriend Lily.
Lily.
Love you. June.
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 Yeah.
We have a big family. We have people that we say they're not in the band, but they're part of the band.
Yes.
And that's very true.
Aaron Schlossman.
Yes.
Shout out to all Transland that's been showing up.
Yes. Yes.
So I just came up with, you know, and feel free to just shoot this idea down, but just an idea. Next album, you have so many family members that are incredible musicians. Why not feature a song that has all of them on, like, you know, kind of a chorus of all the parents and the brothers and sisters, you know? Start a super group of all affiliated DeSoul family members. I'll just take 10%. I'll take 10% for the idea. Just 10.
Shout out to all the DeSoul Mafia.
There we go.
Now, my mom just sent me lyrics of my grandfather's, who's deceased.
You know,
wow. They're like, it's his old French journal. So I have his lyrics.
Cool.
And yeah, we come from a very rich family of music.
Yeah. That's awesome. All right. Again, the 20th is the album release show at the Clockout Lounge. The 19th is when it is officially out. You can pre-order it now on Bandcamp. And all right, who wants to do something goofy? Anyway, who wants to do something goofy? I need.
No! Wait, let me tell you something.
I need one outgoing member of the band that's down to be cheesy. You ready? All right. So I need you to pretend to be the cheesiest morning DJ ever. Okay. Get like the ultimate. Like you're listening to KISW. Okay. So just be as cheesy as possible. And I want you to say, you're listening to DeSoul Exquisite on The Rock.
Yeah.
So just, I think you should do it. You got the voice.
Oh, but...
No, you know, but it's going to be funny.
But you got it. Yeah. You got it.
People are going to love you.
Okay. What do I say?
You're listening to DeSoul Exquisite on The Rock.
Okay.
The Rock. You're listening to DeSoul Exquisite on The Rock.
Amazing.
Yay.
Hey, don't take my job, all right? Good job, y'all. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you
so much for making us comfortable.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.